Hi, my name's Jeanette Hinkle. I'm a reporter for the Metro West Daily News. You're listening to The Daily News, an occasional podcast where we take a look at stories we're working on in the newsroom. It's been a devastating year for Tripoli in Massachusetts, one of the worst in history. As of September 26, 11 people have been diagnosed and 4 people have died. Sports practices and road races have been canceled. Highway signs across the region are flashing warnings about the virus. Tripoli became a crisis in part because of warm and wet weather over the course of the past year. According to climate scientists, Massachusetts is only going to get warmer and wetter. Those conditions will make it easier for a new type of mosquito to thrive here, one that was first found in the state 10 years ago. This mosquito, called the Aedes albopictus, or the Asian tiger mosquito, can carry Tripoli. But unlike the mosquitoes that we're used to, it can also carry diseases like Zika.
They are the most aggressive mosquito I think I've ever encountered. You step out of the truck, you know, at a site that has a lot of albopictus, and they're on you, and they'll follow you. They may not land on you or bite you because you're wearing, you know, your repellent, but they'll follow you. They'll follow you around. They'll look for places where maybe the repellent didn't get sprayed. I've had 2 or 3 of them on my elbow because I didn't cover it. And they're just aggressive. And instead of, you know, some of the slower northern mosquitoes that we have, some of the ones that we're used to, you can see them, they start to bite you, and you can swat them really good. Albopictus will sip. It'll fly, it'll find a place, it'll take a little sip, and then it'll fly to another space, take another little sip. And it's the same mosquito, but it's biting you maybe 4 or 5 times.
That's Todd Duvall, an entomologist with Bristol County's Mosquito Control Project. He's in charge of monitoring the cities and towns in the county for what's trending in mosquitoes. About 2 years ago, Duvall got a call from a woman in New Bedford. She had a problem. Her kids were being attacked relentlessly by mosquitoes in her yard. The kids had been bitten so many times that she'd taken them to the doctor to make sure they were okay. Duvall took a drive over from his office in Attleboro to her home in New Bedford. He found a yard full of plastic kids' toys. Her gutters had these corrugated downspout extensions. She had buckets of rainwater that she used to water her tomatoes. Basically, her yard was the perfect habitat for the Asian tiger mosquito. It was this aggressive, day-biting mosquito that was devouring her kids. Finding the Asian tiger mosquito living its best life in this woman's yard was a big deal. For years, the I-195 highway has been a dividing line that the Asian tiger mosquito hasn't been able to cross. Massachusetts has always been too cold. Not anymore. The first Asian tiger mosquito was found in New Bedford in 2009. It's been found in the state every year since. So far, traps have reliably caught Asian tiger mosquitoes in New Bedford, Fairhaven, and one neighborhood in Dartmouth. There are these special traps for Asian tiger mosquitoes. They're constructed like lobster traps, and they're loaded with bait that smells like used gym socks and body odor. Each trap costs $300. When the state started putting these traps out, they'd get 1 or 2 Asian tiger mosquitoes per trap. But by 2017, there was an average of 23 mosquitoes per trap. It was a more than 2,000% increase.
It just kept creeping up and creeping up, 2013, 14, 15. And so it was almost an exponential up until about 2017. You don't really want to see a new mosquito species come into your area, particularly one that's a day-biting, aggressive mosquito like these are.
For the past few weeks, Duvall has been focused on the native mosquitoes that carry Tripoli. He's devoting fewer resources to hunting down the Asian tiger mosquito, which has only been shown to carry Tripoli in labs. But it's still on his radar. That's because the Asian tiger mosquito also has the potential to bring new viruses that Massachusetts residents usually only have to worry about when they travel. Unlike the mosquitoes that we're used to here, the Asian tiger mosquito can carry seriously debilitating diseases like Zika, dengue, chikungunya, diseases associated with tropical climates. Climate is one of the reasons this mosquito is making a foothold here. One study published this year found that climate change is a driving reason for the spread of mosquitoes like the Asian tiger mosquito. And according to the study, even if we take action to reduce the emissions causing the climate to change, the Aedes albopictus will be fully established in the Northeast over the next 30 years. Duvall said that last year's weather created the perfect conditions for both the albopictus and the northern mosquito spreading Tripoli. And the rainy weather, mild winter, and hot summer of this past year are happening more often. That's good news for mosquitoes.
It's so warm now. Every summer we have longer heat waves. This is an issue for us that the warmer it gets, the more generations and the quicker those generations can come off.
And that's because in higher temperatures, the life cycle of a mosquito gets quicker.
Much quicker, yes. Yep. All their enzymes work better. They can digest food faster. They can, you know, there's more bacteria for them to eat. Everything sort of speeds up.
People like Duvall are taking action to slow the spread. In addition to setting traps to watch the population, Duvall has started working with the owners of recycling businesses and industrial scrap yards to apply larvicide where the Asian tiger mosquito likes to lay its eggs. It was likely treating those areas that caused the average number of Asian tiger mosquitoes per trap to fall to 7 in 2017. Dr. Catherine Brown is an epidemiologist with the State Department of Public Health. Brown doesn't think Massachusetts residents should be too worried about the Asian tiger mosquitoes spreading diseases like Zika here. Except in Florida, they haven't been known to transmit diseases in U.S. states that have established populations.
I think a lot would have to change. I mean, we would have to have sort of a large influx of infected people all at the same time, right? All currently infected. And again, we would have to put them in the same geographic area as these mosquitoes, or we would have to have more of these mosquito, you know, larger populations in order for local transmission to occur.
If you had to assess the likelihood of that scenario, what would you say?
I would say in the medium term, it's very unlikely. I think when we think about climate change, as things progress, that the potential may grow. But at this point, it really just is not likely.
Here's Todd Duvall again.
There are places on the East Coast that have had them for much longer, and the incidence of disease in these mosquitoes is pretty low, fortunately. But if you go, say, south of the equator, it gets a lot higher. They can carry pretty much anything. They just don't.
Still, people like Brown and Duvall are keeping an eye out. Every Monday during mosquito season, Bristol County Mosquito Control staff take dead mosquitoes up to the state laboratory in Jamaica Plain. Duvall scents every Asian tiger mosquito he catches. And in the meantime, he's setting plastic cup traps outside of the Asian tiger mosquito's current range. When it makes a home elsewhere, he'll know. Thanks for listening. If you have any ideas for stories that our team here at the Metro West Daily News should take a look at, send me an email at jhinkle@wickedlocal.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Jenny_Hinkle.